Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like to thank the rector and Harry for having me. It's great to be here. It's lovely to be in this part of the world. Alison, my wife, is from Ballanderry, and we lived in Lisburn for 4 years. Yeah, I'm getting a nod. If you have a Bible with you, please turn to Colossians 1, verses 15 to 20. And that's page 1182 in your pew Bibles. Some words of poetry. Seasons of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with the fruit of vines that round the thatched leaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and to fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gorge and to plumb the hazel shells with the sweet kernel, to set more budding and still more later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has overbrimmed their clammy cells. Those are the words of English poet John Keats. And if I'm honest, as a townie, that's the closest I get to the harvest season. I was 27 before I saw my first Brussels sprout tree. And before that, I thought they grew in the ground like potatoes. But Keats' poem reflects the beauty of harvest time, doesn't it? Keats' poem, though, reflects more of harvest than pretty decorations or a picturesque landscape. No, he depicts a harvest as a time when real needs are met and provided for. For that provision, and that provision requires us to be grateful. In the reading that we just heard, it's clear to whom that gratitude is to be directed. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, tells us that all things were made by Jesus Christ. The whole created order in time and space owes its very existence to Jesus Christ. Its origin, he is its true origin. He is the one who formed galaxies, the one who molded mountains, the one who crafted coastlines. And he is the one who designed every apple, every pear, and every banana. He is the one from whom all the good things that we enjoy comes from. Jesus Christ is the one from whom all the blessings that we have comes from. From the food that we eat, to the clothes we wear, to the oil that heats our houses, to the water that quenches our thirst. All things come from Jesus Christ. Faced with that truth, it is right that we meet here today and to give thanks to him for those great gifts. But our thankfulness and praise should not be limited to a day or a season or even a week of celebrations, but rather we're to carry it with us throughout our lives, remembering that everything that we have comes from him, be it our daily provisions or our earthly treasures. All things come from Jesus Christ, and we are to respond to him with a gratitude for that earthly harvest. But it doesn't stop there. St. Paul tells us in verse 16 that not only did Christ create the world, but it belongs to him. For all things were created for him. Christ's kingdom is not limited to the religious sphere. Rather, it expands throughout creation. Friends, Christ's rule extends to the very corners of reality. There is nothing outside his rule. We may have been given these wonderful gifts, and we thank God for them. But we only have them on loan to use for God and Christ's purpose. There's a powerful prayer prayed at the offertory in the Church of Ireland Communion Service. It's taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and I'm sure you remember it, but let me remind you. Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all things come from you, and of your own we give you. All things come from you, and of your own we give you. That same sentiment must be in our minds as we celebrate the season of harvest and thank Jesus Christ for all the things he's given us. For they are given to us to share and to use for his glory. It's a sentiment that St. Paul echoes in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. For in verses 10 and 11, St. Paul tells us, "Now he who supplies the seed for the sower and the bread for food will also supply the increase and increase your store of seed, and it will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." So where we have been given food, let us share it with the hungry. Where we have been given money, let us share it with the poor. Where we have been given time, let us share it with the lonely. As we remember Christ's earthly harvest, let us also remember who it belongs to and use it in accordance with Christ's will. Sadly, none of us have always done that. God has directed us in how to use his creation. But I ask you, do we always act with justice? Or do we buy into and support practices that exploit people for profit? Do we always act with compassion towards those in need? Or do we find ourselves filled with greed and selfish desire? The fact is that if we're honest, we don't always live according to God's plan for his creation, preacher included. And as a result, we find ourselves estranged from God. The reading that we heard today tells us that in Christ, we have a way back to God. In verse 20, St. Paul tells us that through Jesus' life and death, we are reconciled with God. Our thanks and praise, therefore, should not be limited to Christ creating an earthly harvest, but we must also celebrate the fact that he has created a heavenly harvest, a harvest that is to include you and me. The baptism service of the Church of Scotland contains some powerful words which are said to those who are about to be baptized. If you would allow me, I'll read them to you. "For you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered the darkness of Calvary and cried at the last, 'It is accomplished. For you he triumphed over death and rose to new life. For you he reigns at God's right hand. All this he did for you, though you did not know it yet. Friends, Christ offers us acceptance and love from God, an acceptance that he invites us to enjoy for all eternity. All we must do is believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, to believe that he is God. That belief brings us back to harvest, to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the creator of all things and to thank him for all good things that we receive from him. But it goes beyond harvest gratitude and extends into all other aspects of our lives as we seek to use God's produce to serve others. Friends, as Christ's heavenly harvest, we are to use his earthly harvest according to his will. May we be faithful to that task. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Amen.